It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Dusty Johnson, representing the entire state of South Dakota.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. All of it. He's here. Dusty, great to see you.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Member of the House Ag Committee and also, Transportation and infrastructure, is that part of the duty as well?
It is, and I'm on the Select Committee on China, which has an increasingly large amount to do with American agriculture.
Let's start there for just a moment with China, because we've gone from this trade war that we had to having a phase one agreement to a point now where what do we have?
China is a legitimate long-term threat to our country. I mean, they have been trying to knock us down for about 20 years, and we've been sleepwalking through it. That being said, we really need a fair amount of leadership and nuance. We just cannot allow the voices that are least reasonable to guide the day. And here's what I mean by that. I mean, 60% of South Dakota soybeans are sold overseas. The overwhelming majority of them go to China. And so it's fine to say, oh, the Chinese are our enemy, we're not dealing with them anymore. And there are clearly ways in which we should be willing to strategically decouple from the Chinese Communist Party. But we also need to be honest with the fact that there are types of trade that can benefit the Chinese people and Americans. We need to be smart enough to be able to tell what's good trade and what's trade that's more problematic.
So does World Trade Organization come up in this conversation as well? Because that's really what we've tried to use is a rules-based system.
Yes, and I'm a believer in the rules-based system. You know, when the United States challenges China in the WTO, we have never lost. China has a terrible track record in front of the WTO because they don't do a very good job following the rules. And so if we are willing to push the envelope a little bit, we know that we can have findings from the WTO that China's not playing straight, they're not doing right. That's going to give us more leverage. And again, I don't have a problem if China's buying our soybeans and if we're buying cheap T-shirts from them. But I do think it's a big problem if there are critically important minerals or supplies or medical equipment that we can only get from one country in the world. We need to be willing to diversify our supply chains a little bit.
Okay, so I've come across something known as the SAVE Act. Does that kind of work into this conversation as well?
Well, this is really more about making sure that Europe plays it straight. Europe just loves to label things, and then they act like they own the label. The most famous one, most people understand that champagne, in America, we got to call it sparkling wine. If it doesn't come from the Champagne region of France, that word is off limits to the rest of us. And they just create more of these all the time. I mean, oh, you can't call this cheese that. You can't call this meat that. And the reality is that this is just protectionism. This is just Europe trying to protect their goods at the expense. They don't want to be able to open up their markets. They don't want other markets to be able to be opened up to American products, which in many cases are better than the European products anyway. My bill, the SAVE Act, which we're hoping to get included in the Farm Bill, would just make it clear that there are going to be a list of things. I mean, Europe does not get to decide what America calls our food products, and that we are going to instruct the USTR, the U.S. Trade Representative, to go make sure that we negotiate better deals with Europe with regard to these place names.
Okay. So you said try to make that part of the Farm Bill. That is a top topic as well. Can we get a Farm Bill, and what are you watching there?
But we are going to get a Farm Bill. You know, it has been, frankly, there have been a lot of other things going on in Washington, D.C., so we are, I think, getting to a point now where we're beginning to build up some momentum behind a Farm Bill. We had a hearing today. I'm chairman of the subcommittee that oversees rural development, among other things. We had a great hearing today with some real specific examples about what we need to do in that rural development title to better invest in rural communities. And so we're getting the kind of specific feedback from broader America that I think is going to help us bring this Farm Bill into focus. But we don't have a lot of time. We do need, I think, to shift into a higher gear and be prepared to get this thing done in the next few months.
Okay, getting things done. Final one here for you, supply chains. Have we recovered from the mess that we had during the pandemic? Have we learned lessons for sure?
We did learn lessons. And Congress also, I mean, I know we have a tendency to think of Congress as just people who can't shoot straight, but there were some things we've done with the supply chain that made a big difference. I was the author, along with John Garamendi, of California, of the Ocean Shipping Reform Act. It really is holding these ocean carriers, foreign flagged ocean carriers, accountable for how they have not been giving American agricultural exports a fair shake. I had the chairman of the Federal Maritime Commission in my office today talking about what a big impact my bill has had on helping that supply chain heal. We're not exactly where we need to be. We've got some work to go yet, but man, we have made a lot of progress.
And you've got the West Coast port issue that's mm-hmm. not really related to that, but it is in a roundabout way. There are still issues out there, right?
For sure, yeah. Long Beach and the Port of L.A., there have been a lot of improvements to those ports. More are coming. But it is, I mean, my bill did address the fact that you had these foreign flagged ocean carriers who were bringing in iPhones and other high-value products from Asia. They would unload. They would have American agricultural products on the dock, and they would not put them into the ship. Instead, they would turn around and they'd hurry back to Asia so they could turn around on more iPhones because they could make more money that way. Well, listen, I love the free market as much as anybody, but I got to tell you, when you're using American ports, when you are using the American marketplace to be able to have a market for the off-takers of these Asian goods, you do have an obligation of reciprocity to be willing to take American corn, beans, dairy, protein, and get it back to Asia where there were willing buyers. And my bill made it clear to those guys they got to play fair. It moved us in the right direction in a big way.
It's always good to see you. Will you come back and see us?
Oh, absolutely.
Again, it's the Honorable Dusty Johnson representing South Dakota, member of the House Ag Committee on the Agribusiness Report.